Thursday the 26th of July, Rabbi Yonas and Royd, Holiday Halachas.
The truth is, Holiday Halachas, Shulchan Aruch applies the whole year round. Not much difference between holidays and staying at home, but they're more appropriate, perhaps, certain halachas which are more appropriate for the times when goes on the holidays. But say, Sagita Yid once said, the Merazim came back from Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. Besides what we know was taken in the Torah, they also implanted in Klal Yisrael Yetzirah to go touring, to go away from home, to go visit. You may know that Yetzirah remains by Klal Yisrael, and that's why one goes on holidays during the summer holidays. I'm not going to say any chidushim, which they tell Mr. Nosheshayim in his introduction. He only built the sefer to remind people what they know already, but one gets accustomed to a different way of life. And the holidays is as man. Shteitim posik, luchu vonim, shimu li yiras Hashem alamedchem. Luchu vonim, go, shimu li yiras Hashem alamedchem. It should be boyu vonim, developed. When one is away from home, one can see the true yiras Shemaim. At home, you have a normal setup, you have your tefillahs, your zman, seid of learning, and so on. You go away from home, that is a real yardstick to see whether a person is really yiras Shemaim. The first thing that one has on a holiday is the travelling. In Gemara in Baruchah says like this: Omale Elio le Rav Yehuda, Achvad Rav Salah Chasida. Elio Anovi said to Rav Yehuda, the halacha of traveling. The first thing he points out is Leiturtach v'leitechta. Don't get in a chaos, don't get into a temper, and you won't do Avelus. Perhaps that refers to the introduction when one starts packing and all the tension there is at home. Calm down, Leitechta. The Gemara continues, Kshata Yotze Laderech, you're going on, oh, Agav, the Gemara says also, Le Silver, Le Sechta, don't drink and don't do Averas, perhaps that's to do with drinking and driving. Kshata Yotze Laderech, Himolech, Be Kainecho, take advice from your Creator. Ask Roshus, Mai Himolech, Be Kainecho, Omar Rab Yaakov, Omar Rab Chista, Zu Tfilas Haderech. That refers to Tfilas Haderech, and the Gemara says, what is Tfilas Haderech? Yerotzen Mufanecha, the whole Nusach that we know printed in Sidurim. Yerotzen Mufanecha, Shetelecheinu Lesholem, and he concludes with Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemeya Tfilah. Second of Rishonim Akasha. We know every bracha has to have in it Shem Umalchus, Hashem Elecheinu Melech Oelam. Now this Tfilah Saderech doesn't have it, all it has is Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemeya Tfilah. Now there's machlokes rishonim how to answer this kasha, and it's got tremendous relevance lehalacha. In Maharam Rotenberg states, quoted at Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Maharam Rotenberg used to say Tfilas Haderech immediately after Birchas HaShachar, Baruch Ato Hashem HaGomech HaSodom Tovim V'yama Yisrael Yirotzei Melfonech. Why did he do it there? In order to get out of this problem of Shem Umalchus. Why? How does that solve the problem? Where you start off with a Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hamavir Sheino, and the next bracha hasn't got Shem Malchus in it. You call them bracha smucha lechavato. One bracha is next to the other. You may that the second bracha carries over the Shem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam from the first bracha, and that's why we use that eitzah in Birchas Hakshma. Avas Olam, there's no Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. And after Krishna, Gal Yisrael, or Hashkiveinu, and so on, there's no Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, because it all refers back to the first bracha of Yetzer Uvei Choshech. That is one way of solving the problem. We'll see the halacha and the ma'aseh of it in a minute. Tosfos gives in one teretz another idea. It says like this: it's a bakosha ba'alma, stama request. It's not the nusach of a bracha. When Chazal said you need Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, they said a bracha she'ein bo Hashem Malchus is not a bracha. When you stand davening, asking for a request, it doesn't have to have Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam in it at all. You can stand, say, Yirotzein, and ask from the Rebbein Shem whatever you want. Agav, I heard on that teretz of Tosfos into Santa Shaila. One of the Gedolim in America asked the following Shaila. We know we have a principle of Shemei Ha'Kaina. When I'm chayav in a bracha and you're chayav in a bracha, I can be mate to you with it. If I'm not chayav in the bracha, if it's a birchas hamitzvah, I can be mate to you. If it's a birchas hamenin, I can't be mate to you. When it comes to a bakosha ba'alma, you're chayav to say a request, And I am chayav to say a request. Do we apply this rule of Shemea Ka'ina? In other words, where in Chazal do you find this principle that Shemea Ka'ina should apply even by a Bakosha Ba'alma? And therefore, according to this Teretz of Tesis, how do you know that one person can say Tfilas HaDerech to be made to see everybody else? If it's according to Maram Mirotamag, it's a Nusach HaBrocha, then a Nusach HaBrocha, I can be made to you with it. But if it's a Bakosha Ba'alma, it's not a request. He asked the Shaila, interesting point. Lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch Paskens, like the Maram Mirotenberg in that point, that Lechatchila, one should say the Brocha next to the Tfilas Derech, next to another Brocha, which has got in it Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. However, the point in which the Paskim disagree with Maram Mirotenberg is as follows. The Gemara continues, the Hecha Matzlila. Where do you say this Nusach of Tfilas HaDerech? Now, Chista says the Gemara, whereabouts, in other words, Emas Matzlila, Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Chista, Misho Shemahalech Baderech. When you're going on the journey, Ad Kama, Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Chista, Ad Parsa. So Shulchan Aruch explains the Gemara as follows. When your journey is a parasa long, 4 mil, which is about 3 miles, something like that, out of town, 3 miles, that is the length of your journey, then you have to say Tfilas HaDerech. Where are you meant to say Tfilas HaDerech? Whereabouts? Is in Shulchan Aruch Paskens, one should say it outside town, once you've left town. In town you don't say Tfilas HaDerech. And on that point, it seems that Shulchan Aruch wrote to Maram Mirotenberg, but you're saying your Tfilas HaDerech at home with the Birchas HaShachar. Okay. The Maisa, we follow the idea, we say Tfilas HaDerech once you've left town. The definition of leaving town is after the last house, the edge of the town. What is the last house? If you go along a journey and you come across what you think is the last house, and within 70 amos there's another one, that is the end of the town. And so you carry on going until you find the last one. One can't say for sure any area where it is. Obviously it changes 1 year to the next. New houses put up and so on.
Beginning of the motorway.
It's not still in town. So, however, there is one application or one example in which one can apply this halacha of the Maram Mirotenberg that you're allowed to say it in town. And this is as follows. Person's going on a journey, and the journey is a few days long. He's traveling a long way. And he stays overnight in the hotel, and then the next morning he carries on his journey. His Tfilas HaDerech should be said only once a day. Once a day one says Tfilas HaDerech. And if one stopped in the middle of the day for rest, nevertheless, one doesn't say Tfilas HaDerech until the next morning. Shteitin Taz, if one arrives in a temporary hotel, you're staying for one night, and you're getting up the next morning and continuing your journey, Shteitin Taz, you can say Tfilas HaDerech before you leave town. Mishabur quotes it la'aloch. And therefore, you've gone 1 day journey.
On a 1 day.
Yeah, on the first, if you're going the first day, you're traveling, the marshal on Sunday, you're traveling on a journey, Sunday morning, you only say it on your journey. But on Sunday night, you'll stay in a hotel and you continue. Then Monday morning, you can already say it in town before you leave. You don't have to wait till you leave. Or you stay to Mishabur Paskens like that, la'alocha, like that does. So there you have an application, perhaps, of the Maram Mirotenberg, where you're staying overnight and you're going to say Tfilas HaDerech immediately after Birchas HaShachar. The Gemara continues, the Heichi Matzle, how do you say Tfilas HaDerech is a machlikas amiraim, whether one should be standing or afilu mehalech. Rav Chista Omar Me'umad, Rav Sheshes Omar afilu mehalech. Now the machlikas Rav Sheshes and Rav Chista is when they were walking on the journey, not traveling, sitting in a wagon, they're walking on the journey. And the Gemara says a story that Rav Sheshes, who owns afilu mehalech, was walking together with Rav Chista, and Rav Chista stopped, made Rav Sheshes also stopped. Says the Gemara, lechatchila, one should not be walking when one says Tfilas HaDerech. Now, this is not so convenient in today's society, when one's traveling down the motorway, and you've reached the last last house to stop at the hard shoulder is just to comply with the rules of Dina de Malchusa. So what should one do? So Emma Khanami Leisa Tzedek, the Diabet, one can, even when one's travelling. The problem is, in Halacha states, that when you're making a bracha, you're not allowed to hold anything else in your hand except the article on which you're making your bracha. The driver, hopefully, is holding onto the steering wheel, and hopefully is concentrating on the driving. So to concentrate on two things at the same time, how do you do it? So then there seems to be a machlekas achleinim, what is better? Assuming one can't stop, you have to carry on driving. Is it better for the driver to say Tfilas Aderech, or is it better for him to listen to somebody else saying Tfilas Aderech and be Yotze al Shemea Ka'ina? The like of that Shaila that we mentioned before. So Yotze with somebody else is with somebody else saying the Tfilas Aderech. And there seems to be a machlekas, it's based on various rayas to him.
Driving by himself.
If he's down by himself, he's got no Shemea Ka'ina, I've had an ish. Yeah, I'm talking about travelling with somebody else, he can learn what should he do. And of them, you can't, it's difficult to be Machvia. Maram Rottenberg is, Mishabur says that only Bediyeved you can rely on that, on the first day of your journey. The other days of the journey you can rely on. If you've got to say Tfilas Aderech, so if you arrived within the mill of the next town, then you can't say Tfilas Aderech anymore, and you've lost your chance. There's another point to do with travelling, which the Gemara says in Sukkah. Oma Evu Mishum Rab Lozab Rab Tzodek. Al Yehalech Odom Ba'arve Shabosois Yoise Mishalosh Parsois. A person shouldn't travel more than three parsa on Erev Shabbos. Now, says the Gemara, why not? Layomran El Elevesa. That's after when you're going to your own house. So when you're going home, and they don't know, what are you, the traveller, relying on? You're relying on the food that's going to be, perhaps, when you arrive home, your wife will make you the food. So therefore, you're not allowed to travel Erev Shabbos three parsa, because by the time you arrive, it might be too late, and your wife won't have anything prepared for you for Shabbos. Aval Ushpiza, but where you're going to stay in an inn on the way, so what food are you relying on? You haven't taken aderech. You can even arrive at the last minute, and because you've got your food, nothing to worry about. It's one lashon of the Gemara. Another lashon of the Gemara is Iked Yamri Omar Rav Kana Leinitzucha Afilu Lebeisa. Even when you're going home, there's also one shouldn't travel. Is mashma from the Gemara like this? That where you have something to eat with you, so even when you're going home, would also be allowed. And the whole problem here in the Gemara is that the place that you're going to don't know that you're arriving. So let's think about this Mizmaneinu Anu. We, even before mobile phones, you could have sent a letter, wherever it is, and people know you're arriving. They know you're going to arrive on that day. You know, everybody knows you're going to arrive on that day. It's mashma from the Gemara, and it doesn't make any difference. It's mashma from the Gemara, it should be muta under all circumstances, and you can travel any amount on Erev Shabbos. And that taka, it would seem like that, from the klikat from the halacha. However, shteita mishabur, quite a strong darshan, lo yelech or yisa at somoch la'eret. You shouldn't travel up from the last minute. Mipnei shekama pa'omim nechsholim al yidei ze oboim yidei chilul Shabbos. Many times it happens that there's chilul Shabbos. The balabais doesn't realize that he's mishabur talking about. The balabais doesn't realize he's going to come. You arrive at the last minute. So here, nefshu, I think, you've just arrived and add on another item of food. You add on another chlay, something else into the chulun, to wherever it is. Kenzine again nowadays, not so relevant. Right as at the Mishabur Kamo, Pa'omim, Yerai, can many times happen. Lo Yagia, Lamonoi, Lo Levesa, Mi Beidio, Ad Shech Hashicha, Mamash, the Kamo Chel Shabbos Yesh. It can happen, person has a big town on the way, person can have all sorts of things, traffic jam and so on, and you arrive too late. He should stay overnight. He'll get there when it's still daytime. And that is no doubt about it. I can imagine every single of us has been confronted with these shailas. That ere Shabbos, somebody phones in a panic. Forget why I had to answer shailas. Somebody phoned me. He was on his way to Gateshead on ere Shabbos. Car broke down. And he was being towed back to London by the AA. It was not so long ago, still mobile phones, and we got our shaila, what should we do, how should, he was monitoring the progress, where he should stop and what should happen, and the end of the shaila is, Baruch Hashem, he arrived home just in time for Lechadoidi, it was just before Shabbos. Oh, but this is Kohena v'Kohena, these problems happen, Lo Yasisenu Ayetza, it's nothing to do necessarily with the food being there at home, it's Poshet, you're traveling, especially when you're going on holiday and you're not 100% sure of the way. This can happen over and over again. These shailas come forward and state Leyasi Senu Ayetza Ruboduk Amanusa these maises. Had one to Shaila Erev Shabbos. Why this person did it, I don't know, but he left America to come to England and his plane was due to arrive about an hour before Shabbos. So, besides the problem of arriving Mamash on Shabbos and going through customs, he managed to arrange a hotel room in near the airport. His problem was the problems with the hotels nowadays, I'm not going into it, although the using the swipe card, getting into the rooms, all no shailas. It was a terrible and frightening shaila. The next shaila we have is, you're going on a long journey and you want to eat on the way. And in order to eat, you have to wash Netilas Yadayim. You didn't take any water with, what should you do now? Says the Gemara, Omar Rabavo, Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Hagemara im Sochim ben Vav. Legabal, Letfila, Ule Netilas Yadayim, Arba Mil. Person is going on a journey, and he needs water, then Netilas Yadayim, he needs to wash his hands, he's hungry, he has to, if he can foresee, or he thinks that in the next Arba Mil there's going to be water, he's mechuyev to carry on the journey for a mil, he's not allowed to get, let himself into any heterim here. Says the Gemara, what is the definition, what is the shear for mil? That's in the direction that he's going. So he's going up the motorway and he knows within the next 4 mil there's a service station. It'll be also for him to eat now relying on heterim. He has to carry on his journey until he gets to that service station to wash Netilas Yadayim. If he's just past the service station, he'll have to go back to get to the nearest water, so he only has to go 1 mil. To go out of your way is 1 mil, but to continue on the journey is 4 mil.
How much is that in mind?
So say, a mil, the MS, is 18 minutes walk. Right? 4 mil is 72 minutes. Now, whether this 72 minutes is according to your driving custom, whatever speed that is, or whether it is the equivalent in mileage, and therefore a mil is about 2/3 of a mile, so 4 mil is about 3 miles, so whether that is the shift, just a matter of those few miles, this is another discussion amongst the Baskin. And peace of other, one would say that it depends on the time, not on the distance. That's what one would say, peace of other. But I'm just being machleik as a Baskin, I'm not going to commit myself. What happens if you can't get water? Taka, the distance is much further away. What should you do? Shteitin Shulchan Aruch, Yitoil Yodov B'mapa. Nachamol, Yitoil Yodov B'mapa. Shteitin Kafachayim, it's a mistake. It's a misprint. It should be Yoloit Yodov. Yoloit Oshana, hiding. One should hide one hand in a cloth. In other words, you wrap your hands in, you wear gloves, or you leave the bread in a bag, and you put your hand into a bag, and that's how you should eat. Shteitin kafachayim agav, that you have to do both hands. It's not just good enough using one hand, because the normal derech is to touch the piece of bread with both hands, and therefore you might come to eat, touch it with the other hand. Therefore you should wrap both hands in a cloth, and that's how you should eat. I'm talking about the shalos hadachak, when you can't get to water. That's what one should do.
Either two gloves. When you say
what's
there on the plane?
What?
When you say what's there on the plane?
Chilos HaDerech on the plane? So Pashto's, the plane itself, the airport, in most places, I think it's within the area, they're not chayav yet to say Tfilas Hadagah. So you should take it as soon as you take off. The stomach shear mill is that way as well as that way.
Why shouldn't you rely on the Imram of Rottenburg if you have no brayer and you know you don't know where it's going to be or you're driving?
In the Mishabur says it's a geisa b'diavad. To b'diavad you can rely on it. Can zayin a yochid who's scared he won't concentrate properly, a yochid can do it. And a chanami if he's traveling by himself. The Gemara says, in this same Gemara about Netilas Yadayim, the Gemara says, letfila is also arba mil. Shteit in Rashi, what does that mean? Arba mil for tfila. You're traveling on a journey and you want to daven. Says Rashi, you're mechuyev to go, continue on your journey 4 mil in order to go to shul. So the Maram Chalava, what does Rashi mean when he means to go to shul? It means for tefillah b'tzibur. There is, by the way, an advantage of davening a shul even be yechidus. But the Maram Chalava explains it means tefillah b'tzibur. So if so, you're going on a journey and you have in front of you in the distance of 4 mil a shul, you're mechuyev to go into there. And if you've missed it, you have to go back 1 mil, you have to go out of your way in order to go to shul. So what happens if you go on holiday, we're jumping now, you've arrived at your destination, and you want to go and davening, daily tefillah. So here, Lechayla, what would you say? You're only mechuyev to go a shear of 1 mil. Why? Because you're going out of your way for tefillah. The shear of 4 mil is only when you're going in the same direction as you continue 4 mil. That's where you're going, especially for the sake of davening, you would only have to go 1 mil. The poskim are not happy with that at all, and the poskim say that heter of only going out of your way 1 mil is dafka for somebody who is noseya baderech, is traveling on a journey. But when you've arrived at your destination, then Shulchan Aruch state yishtadeh b'kal adam, a person is meant to do any hishtadlus, any effort possible, that his tefillah should be answered. And one of the methods that tefillah is answered is, we state in the Gemara in Brachos, is tefillah b'tzibur. And really, a person who lives in town and only around, or he's on a holiday, and the nearest shul is taken a distance more than a mil away, he's taken mechuyev to go out of his way and daven there every single day. Can't answer. It's a very hashkofadik thing that when one buys a house, one of the first things you look at is how close are you to the Jewish amenities, and other things one buys about later. It depends where in one's at. I can understand that. On a holiday? I don't know. It's Ken Zayn, the Shea of Dalit Mil, you'll be Mechuyev every day. Still enough. The Noch Halacha, which in Shulchan Aruch is mentioned very bitter. In Shulchan Aruch this thing is censored. Says in Shulchan Aruch, Ha'over liad beis avodah zara. A person who goes past a beis avodah zara, Torech Leimau, v'chulei. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the details of what you meant to say. Says in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is mentioned in Tur, in Rambam, Ha'over liyad beis avodah zara. A person who goes past a house which is used as a beis avodah zara, a church, chadoma. Omer, if the church is still being used, Omer beis geyim yisach Hashem. May the Ribbono Shel Olam destroy the house of people who consider themselves great and powerful. Ubechurbonam, and when they're destroyed, Omer keil nekomeis Hashem, keil nekomeis hayfia. Say the reason why people don't know about it is because in Shulchan Aruch all it says is v'chulei, but don't say the detail of it. Al kivrei Yisrael, person goes achmanet tzan to Beis HaKforos, Omer boruch ha'sheyot tzareskem, boruch ha'sheytina Beis HaKforos, and al kivrei Akum, Omer you go past the Goyish cemetery, Omer boisho imchem ma'oid, chofo yeiladetchem, Hinei Achris Goyim Midbar Tzio V'Arovis HaPosek, that's some derogatory about the God. What the halacha is l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch is mentioned in various occasions that different types of religions have got different halachas, whether they are based on Avodah Zarah. But one maisa I can tell you with the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, the Yid who went with the Chofetz Chaim, said over this story. Chofetz Chaim Bosof Yomov was traveling once in a wagon. In Poland, they claim to be a very religious country, and every crossroad come out, there's a church, wherever you go, the churches. And a guy, when he goes past the church, crosses himself. Chofetz Chaim was sitting in a wagon, elderly Yid, and he was nodding off. The wagons of those days were not like the modern cars. It was bumping. Every time, every bump, shock up with the cup, are they half asleep? This Yid watched the Chofetz Chaim. Whenever he came past the church or crossroad where the guy had to cross himself, the Chofetz Chaim suddenly went up. He was asleep, and that was the kedusha of the Chofetz Chaim, that he could smell in the air there's an Avodah Zarah around here. His head never fell forward while he was going past a base Avodah Zarah. I'm not saying the halacha, therefore, whatever they worship in Poland, that is a simon, it's Avodah Zarah, it's a simon ledavar of the tumas Avodah Zarah that there is. Shulchan Aruch mentions three times the idea of making a shutfus, making a partnership with a guy, is an isadeh reisa, because you might cause the guy to make an oath and then use the name of his Avodah Zarah for it, and you'll cause the guy to use the name of Avodah Zarah. Three times in Shulchan Aruch, nowadays we don't worry about it, because the Avodah Zarah that the goyim worship is not a proper Avodah Zarah, and maybe not over Shem Elohim Acherim by telling him to do it. To say the pasuk Beis Geim Yitzchak Hashem is no harm, yeah? That's all it is, four words, Beis Geim Yitzchak Hashem, it's not a brach, a batol, or anything like that. The Gemara says in Ma'id Katan, being an example, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Again, it's one of those halachas which already the stapler used to learn about people, don't be mekayim like the mental. Omar Rav Chelvoy, Omar Ulam, Biro, Omar Abilaza. Horoya, Orei Yehuda b'chubonam. A person who sees the Orei Yehuda in their destruction, he should say, Orei Kodshecha hoya midbo, v'kireya, and he has to take kireya. He goes to Yerushalayim b'chubonam, there's a posek to say, Tzion Midbar Ha'isa Yerushalayim Shemama V'Kireya, and he can receive the Mokem HaMikdash, again he should tear Kiriya. And that is mentioned, Halacha mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and Ezer Chaim, that one should tear Kiriya when one arrives at such places, one sees the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The disciples used to complain about Eden, used to find Eitzes, fictitious or otherwise, as to whether, why people are not knowing to be Kireya, kind of dead of Shabbos afternoon is not a Heta, Epsha Motsu Shabbos, Cholamayah Devsha is a heter, but to look for eitzes is kedayu beifelekeinu, that we should be upset about it. The idea of Tisha B'Av is not just one day a year. Straight after in Shulchan Aruch, if you look in Elchas Tisha B'Av immediately afterwards, there's a similar in Shulchan Aruch, Zeichel Chorban. We have to realize what we've lost at the Zman of the Chorban that we haven't got. In the Nusach of the Slichas on Ila, we say, Ezekiro Alekim Ve'ehemoya Bir'usi Kol Ir Altila Benuya. I cry, I moan about the fact that every city is well established, Bir Alekim Mushpelet Avshoel Tachtiya, whereas Yerushalayim is desolate, it's empty, it's destroyed. There's no time to say again tonight with the Beis Halevi about it, about Komponim, does one know anu, how does one understand this idea, Ezekiro Alekim Bir'usi Kol Ir Altila Benuya, and Yerushalayim isn't like that? Shout in this, come out, Pedro Shamilis. Every town is built with a purpose. Every town, a university town, is there for the people of the university, towns that were built near coal mines, towns that were built near rivers or crossroads and so on. They had a purpose in their life. And that was a tachlis. V'roisi kol ir al tiloh b'nuya. Every town in the world was built on its foundations, its ideals, and that remains. Whereas Yerushalayim, Ir Olekim Mushpelas Ad Sheim Tachtiyah, the Tachlis of Yerushalayim, the purpose of Yerushalayim was there should be a Beis HaMikdash, there should be a Ashroas Hashchina, and that's what we've lost. Ir Olekim Mushpelas, however much Torah there is there, however much Yiddishkeit there is there, or by that King Mitzvah Tate Torah, that Ashroas Hashchina, that's what we've lost. And that is that filler of Bereisi Kol Ir, all other cities are built with whatever their ideals were, and they remain like that. But the Tachlis of Yerushalayim, or Ir Olekim Mushpelas Ad Sheim Tachtiyah, that's what we've lost. And that's what the stipler used to say. That unfortunately we go, we see it as a tourist attraction. We go to Yerushalayim, we go to the Mokem HaMikdash, and it's become a tourist attraction. We have to realize that what we've lost as a result of the Chum Beis HaMikdash. We should be zeicha kol amisabel al Yerushalayim. We should be zeicha benechmos to see the tachlis of where they came should be brought away.